President and CEO of Columbia Grain International, Jeff Van Pevenage, argues the case for keeping dams in the Columbia Snake River system. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
A group of us went and toured the Lower Granite Dam, and we toured through the fish ladders, and we looked at the numbers in terms of fish that are coming back up over the dam, and compare it to 1938 when Bonneville Dam was built. The numbers are very comparable. The ups and downs of the fish coming back appear to have a lot more to do with what's going on in the ocean, not what's going on in the river. What I thought was really interesting, a group of us went and toured the Lower Granite Dam, and we toured through the fish ladders, and we looked at the numbers in terms of fish that are coming back up over the dam, and compare it to 1938 when Bonneville Dam was built. The numbers are very comparable.
A couple of years ago, I did a story on a technology that could suck fish into large treated hoses and push the fish up and over the dam without harm. Heard about that?
I haven't heard of that. They showed us the adaptations that they've made to the dam in order to give us specific spillways for the fish that don't hurt them due to the nitrogen that's created from the big spillways, and how fish are getting themselves to that specific spillway and not into the turbines. That's helped a lot.
I don't know whatever happened to that technology I talked to Jeff about. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.